KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Checking sports, in high school girls regional volleyball play last night, Class 1A Region 2 saw Sydney beat West Harrison 3 in a row. Essex took 3 of 4 from East Mills. Siouxland Christian beat Westwood in 3 straight. Arweva topping Boyer Valley 3-2. In Class 1A Region 3 last night, it was Audubon, a 3-game sweep over Exira EHK. Stanton beating Bedford in 3. East Union swept 3 from Lennox. And Grandview Christian defeated Cam also in 3 straight games last night. Class 2A regional play in Region 1, Missouri Valley beat West Monona 3-1. It was Underwood, a 3-game sweep over Logan Magnolia. In Class 2A Region 2, South Hamilton over Panorama 3-0. South Central Calhoun beat IKM Manning in 3 straight. In Class 2A Region 4, Tri-Center, a winner over Van Meter in 3 straight games. And in Class 2A Region 5 last night, it was St. Albert, a 3-game sweep over Griswold, and Trainer beating Mount Air 3-0. Those winners all advancing in postseason play. Action continues tonight. Class 3A Region 2 play has Greene County at Kemper Catholic and Clarinda at Red Oak. In Class 4A Region 2, Lewis Central will host Harlan tonight, while Sergeant Bluff Luton and Carroll will battle at Denison this evening. Well, the weekly Associated Press High School football top 10 poll is out. West Des Moines Valley still number one in Class 4A, with Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial 2 and 3 this week. In 3A, Pella is the number one team again this week, with Cedar Rapids Xavier number 2, Carroll up a spot to number 3. Creston is at number 8, while Glenwood is number 10 in this week's 3A poll. In 2A, North Fayette is top rated, with Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, and Union second and third. Kemper Catholic is at number 4 this week. They're tied with Mount Vernon in this week's poll for the fourth spot. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina retains the top spot, with Pella Christian and Denver staying put at 2 and 3. Logan Magnolia jumps into the list at number 10 this week. In Class A, St. Ansgar number 1 again, with Gladbrook Rhinebeck second and St. Albert staying put at number 3. In 8-man, Turkey Valley is number 1 this week, with Fremont Mills number 2. Coon Rapids Bayard is 5th. Audubon is number 6 this week, with Arweva tied with Twin Cedars for the 8th spot in this week's poll. Well, Iowa State returns to game preparation as the Cyclones get ready to host Kansas State on Saturday. Iowa State is 1-6, and they're coming off a bye week.
I think we're all excited to get back on the football field. You know, it's hard for me to sit there and watch college football Saturday and not be in that arena, to be honest with you. I hope our kids feel that way, because to me, it's you watch some great games, but it's like you want to be out there and you want to be a part of that, and I hope they feel the same way.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who hopes the time off will allow players like receiver Trevor Ryan and defensive back Kamari Cotton-Moya return from injury.
We are a lot better than we were a week ago. You know, if we would have had to play last weekend, it wouldn't have been great for us. You know, some of those guys were withheld last week throughout the week trying to get those guys healthy. And I think we'll have a really good idea where we're at Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
It'll be the first time Campbell has gone up against veteran K-State coach Bill Snyder. Campbell says the plan is to continue to rotate quarterbacks Joel Lanning and Jacob Park.
It's too early maybe to say that one way or another, and the reality for us is, you know, both those guys are going to have the opportunity to play and opportunity to give us a chance to be successful in the football game.
Former Mediapolis standout Jesse Ertz is a dual-threat quarterback for the Wildcats. Ertz has 371 yards rushing to go along with his 927 passing yards.
I've got a great deal of respect of what they've always done, Kansas State offensively, in terms of using their quarterback as both a runner and a passer, and, you know, really allowing them to have so much success in terms of what they want to do offensively. But yeah, I think Jesse certainly fits the bill for them. He's got the ability to do all those things.
Iowa State and KSU this Saturday. In NFL play, the Denver Broncos must have enjoyed the company of Brock Osweiler, while he was with the team last season, because they were in close contact with him throughout much of Monday's 27-9 win over Houston. Osweiler was constantly harassed while completing 22 of his 41 passes for just 131 yards and no touchdowns. It was his first meeting with the Broncos since leaving the team for a free agent package from the Texans last offseason. He often made risky throws to DeAndre Hopkins in double coverage and fumbled fumbled in the fourth quarter to set up a game-clinching field goal. C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker gave the Broncos a productive ground game, while Trevor Siemian threw for 157 yards and a touchdown. Anderson rushed for 107 yards and a TD. Booker had 83 yards and a touchdown. Denver's 5-2, tied for first with Oakland in the AFC West after ending a two-game losing streak, while the Texans are 4-3, one game ahead of Indianapolis and Tennessee in the AFC South. In other NFL news, the Giants have started discussions about place kicker Josh Brown and his future with the team. Coach Ben McAdoo says that the front office met to talk to Brown and that the kicker would probably join those talks at some point. The NFL placed Brown on paid leave Friday after he disclosed in journals and emails released by authorities in the state of Washington that he abused his wife. The Giants did not allow Brown to leave with the team on Thursday for London ahead of Sunday's win over the Los Angeles Rams. In a few other NFL notes, four-time Pro Bowler Arian Foster is retiring midway through the Miami Dolphins season, saying he can no longer take the punishment an NFL running back endures. The 30-year-old Foster has been slowed by groin and hamstring injuries this season after coming back from a torn Achilles tendon. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler is expected to play against the Vikings next Monday. Cutler has been out since suffering a sprained thumb September 19th. Backup Brian Hoyer suffered a broken left arm in the Bears' loss at Green Bay last Thursday, leaving the Bears at 1-6 on the season. Well, the Chief Spencer Ware learned a lot from Marshawn Lynch during his short time in Seattle. For one thing, Ware learned to generally keep his mouth shut. For another, he learned to run like a beast. Ware, who ran for 77 yards and caught a 48-yard touchdown pass in KC's 24-21 win Sunday, says Lynch was always demonstrating, so Ware was able to see his work ethic day in and day out. Coach Andy Reid says Ware has great feet and vision. When Ware signed a future contract with the Chiefs on New Year's Eve after his first two seasons in Seattle, he got a fresh start. He earned a spot on the team as a hybrid fullback in running and training camp, and then earned important carries when four-time Pro Bowl running back Jamal Charles went down with a knee injury. The Chiefs thought so highly of his performance that they signed him to a two-year, $3.6 million contract that must have seemed unfathomable considering where he'd been just a year earlier. Well, the starting pitchers for Game 1 of the World Series are set. John Lester will get the start for the Cubs against Cleveland Tuesday. The 32-year-old lefty is 2-0 in three starts during this postseason, with wins over the Giants and the Dodgers in the National League playoffs. He was 19-5 during the regular season. Lester is 3-0 with a sparkling .43 earned run average in three career World Series starts. Cubs manager Joe Maddon says Lester is really, really in the moment right now, compiling a .85 earned run average in the National League playoffs. Cleveland is going with former Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber. The Indians' ace is 2-1 with a .98 earned run average and 20 strikeouts over 18 and a third innings during his three postseason starts this month. The Indians say Danny Salazar will be on the roster and could pitch against the Cubs. Salazar has been out since September 9th because of tightness in his right forearm. Cleveland may be without second baseman Jason Kipnis, who's still recovering from a sprained left ankle. He sustained that injury in the postgame celebrations after Cleveland finished off Toronto in the American League Championship Series. And there could be more Cubs fans in limousines than on the red line as they make their way toward Wrigley Field this week. Fans hoping to see the Cubs play in the World Series for the first time since 1945 are finding a seat at the friendly confines could cost them more than what their grandparents paid for their houses. Box seats on ticket-selling sites like StubHub were $50,000 and up, with one seller asking $100,000 for one seat and another asking for just under $1 million. But there are lots of box seat tickets in the $5,000 to $10,000 range. Standing room tickets were going for more than $2,200 each. List prices for World Series tickets at Wrigley range from $85 to $565, according to Major League Baseball figures. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.